You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Victory Tuesday. The Chicago Bears winners of two of their last three games. All the haters don't want to talk about that, but the Bears have now won two out of their last three games. And here to break it down with us, like he always does every Tuesday, it is the man of the hour himself, Tyler Scott.
Good blocking on the perimeter, and that opens it up for Tyler Scott.
Tyler, listen, by the way, no disrespect to you. First of all, how are you? You good?
Doing great. I'm doing great. It all feels good. Feels good after a win.
It feels good. But you've also, listen, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. You've been running your mouth a little bit. You're like, oh, I can get Tyson Bagent on this show. And we're like, yeah, whatever. Like, and then never occurred. And then once you guys won, I'm like, there's no way it's ever going to happen. But is he joining us right now?
I think so. I think
is
so.
Is he there?
I think he's going to make an appearance.
No way! He's not lying. Wow.
Go Bears.
I am shocked right now. Tyler, I have to give you a little bit of credit. Great pull by yourself. Please welcome to the show, the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
Appreciate it.
Tyson Bagent. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I appreciate you having me on.
No, honestly, this is a thrill for me. Listen, I talk to luminaries. I hang out with Brian Baldinger. Steve Smith and I text. I was legitimately nervous today. I'm like, oh, my God, I got Tyson's going to be – not you, Tyler, but, like, Tyson's on. I'm a little bit nervous. What have the past 48 hours been for you guys? I know, obviously, we had the big win a couple of weeks ago in Washington, but to get a home win in Chicago, how did that finally feel?
I mean, I thought it was amazing. You know, I thought Soldier Field was popping like it normally is. You know, fans were excited, eager to get a win. I had a lot of family there, which I really appreciated. So, and you couldn't ask for a better weather day. So, pretty perfect day through and through.
That was pretty huge. How about you, Tyler? I know, how was the drive home after the game?
Yeah, no, I had quite a few family members. Not as many as Tyson, though. I heard he had like 50-something people there. So, that's I didn't beat that, but no, it was good. I had quite a few family members up. You know, it was good to just win in front of the fans, you know what I'm saying? You know, I think we got our first win, you know, versus the Commanders. You know, I was away, obviously, but to finally get one in Soldier Field was huge. And, you know, a place that I love playing at. I really do. Like, I really love playing there. And, you know, it was just really good to get that win. And always after a win, it feels good, you know, be able to go different places. You got Bears fans, you know, every time I go to a restaurant or somewhere, you know, they're just saying go Bears and, you know, things of that nature. So it's just good to see the camaraderie and just the passion that everyone has.
Tyson, let me ask you a question about that, because I'll let you know right now, I live in Orange County, California. I'm about 10 minutes away from the Los Angeles Chargers practice facility. I've seen Justin Herbert at a Wahoo's Fish Tacos and nobody talks to him. Nobody pays attention. And it's not like they're angry or anything. They're like, whatever. It's just the way that it is out here. Chicago's a different animal. Like, even like Tyler can't even go to Trader Joe's without getting harangued. What has it been like for you? Can you go outside now? Are there throngs of people around you everywhere you go?
Nah, I'd say my life has stayed pretty normal so far. There has been a couple, like if I'm out eating with my buddies, somebody will come and say, hey, you know, good win or good job out there. But that's only been occasional. And for the most part, I'm still able to do the normal things of my daily life so far.
And it's obviously been changed upside down being the starting quarterback. You know, getting that, what was that like though? Because I know, like, it was cool to see your family in the stands. What was the logistics like when you have a lot of family members in there? Like, you're getting ready to start your first NFL game, and then you've got to make sure everybody's got tickets. Is it, do you have a point person that takes care of all that stuff for you so you can focus on the game? What part of that was like, or what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, for my family, I let my pops handle all of that just so I can focus on the game on Sunday for the most part. And that's been an easy process so far. And then as far as like in the building, Erica, our player engagement lady, she, her and my dad have been tag teaming that job together. So it was no stress on me, and I was able to just enjoy everybody before and after the game.
Yeah, and it looks free and easy for you. And we really enjoyed, by the way, number one, getting our guy Tyler into the mix. Like, I like, not like, listen, we have a vested interest in watching him do very well, so we appreciate you looking his way. But Tyler, let me ask you, when we talked last week, you guys hadn't started practice. What was the practice like with Tyson last week when you knew, you know, it was evident that Justin was going to miss the game? What was it like having a full week of practice with Tyson? You know, what was that experience?
Yeah, I think just each week you're continuing to be build chemistry, you know, with the quarterback, you know, behind center. And, you know, those are huge, because the week before, you know, Justin took all those reps, you know, leading up into the previous game. And so we didn't see Tyson until he really got into the game, you know. And so, you know, this past week, being able to take snaps with him, get the timing down, just understand, you know, just the rhythm, those type of things. Those are huge. Those things are huge. Understanding even just the little things is like just hearing the play call in the huddle. Those things, you know, take into account, those are difference makers for sure. So just being able to have those reps, just being able to hear his voice, understand just kind of the way he operates, and then just continue to get those game reps as well. Those are huge as well, because, I mean, you can go through a practice, but when you get on the field, things are just maybe a tad bit different, just with all the emotions, the environment, the noise. Those things are, you know, just a lot more evident. But no, it was just a great week of practice, you know, going in and, you know, felt prepared, and, you know, it was a good game plan, and, you know, we came out with a win.
It was a great game plan, and it was executed to perfection, I'll say near perfection. It was a wonderful experience here. What was it like going through the week, Tyson, being the guy, like, just obviously, you know, being thrust in this position of like being the starting quarterback? How was your preparation? Like, what was that like, and what was it like walking into Soldier Field knowing that you were going to start that game?
Well, I mean, to speak on practice, I approached everything the same. Just the only difference was just the amount of reps that I got throughout the week. Obviously, that was different and, you know, caused for my days to be, you know, different in that sense. But as far as, like, the mental aspect, I just kept everything about as similar as I possibly could. And then really just getting my mind, body, soul right for Sunday. And then once obviously getting there, like I said before, it was a perfect weather day. Go out there for pregame warm-ups, start getting loose, and everything just felt smooth from that point on.
And then coming into this week, it appears, Matt Eberflus said on Monday, it appears that Justin Fields is going to be doubtful for this one. We're expecting you to start at SoFi Stadium on Sunday night football. What is that like? Now, you've obviously grown up in a day and age with Sunday Night Football, Chris Collinsworth calling games. What is your mind like right now thinking like, oh, my God, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, and more importantly, Adam Rank's going to be in the stands. I mean, right, Tyler? Adam Rank is going to be in the stands. How do you now deal with this pressure?
I mean, I'm just going to approach it just the same like I usually do. You know, I don't want to.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Changed anything. I'm going to keep everything as similar as I possibly can. Just, you know, work really, really hard this down, get in sync with all the guys, and go out there and put our best foot forward on Sunday.
What about you, Tyler? Are you nervous? Especially, again, with me being there, how nerve-wracking is this going to be for you?
Yeah, definitely maybe a little bit of added pressure, you know, with this one. But no, I think, you know, you mentioned like Chris Collinsworth and those type of guys. I think, honestly, I mean, I honestly don't think about those things, you know, when I'm preparing through the week and even when I get there. You're just kind of just, you know, focusing on the game plan, your opponent at hand. You know, kind of those, that outside noise aren't really things that, at least for me, they don't really get to me, or it's things I don't really pay attention to. So yeah, I just try to continue to take it, you know, as far as preparation, like Tyson said, you just take it, just as you have been the past few weeks, just leading into each game. But yeah, try not to make the moment too big for yourself, but do recognize that, you know, this is also like one of those things, like I've always talked about, that you grew up watching on TV, Sunday Night Football, like you said, you know, Chris Collinsworth and, you know, and the crew, and, you know, those things that you dream of being a part of, and, you know, finally be able to hit that stage and, you know, be a part of it is just another, you know, check off the football, you know, bucket list. So, so to speak, but, yeah, no, I'm excited. And, you know, just glad to be able to play again in front of national TV.
It's pretty fun. Like, I don't know, Tyler and I have talked about this a lot. Like, being a part of the Chicago Bears feels pretty cool. What do you feel like? There's been some great Bears quarterbacks, Jim McMahon, Jay Cutler, come to mind immediately. Do you ever, is this something you think about later? Do you think about, like, yeah, I'm now part of this legacy?
I don't necessarily think about, like, myself and the quarterback legacy of, like, the Chicago Bears, but I do kind of realize how cool of a place to play football that this is. It's just rich with tradition. So it's been a team that's been stationed in the same spot for a very long time. So, you know, they got a lot of huge fan base, and you kind of can see that in other places when you travel and you see how they, you know, the fan attendance that they get. Like, you know, we're about to go play the LA Chargers this week, and I'm sure we'll be able to tell a huge difference on what their home atmosphere is like and what ours is like.
It'll still feel like our home atmosphere, to tell you that, quite frankly. No disrespect to the Chargers, who, you know, we hope they'll be hospitable to me, allowing me into the stadium. But at the same time, like, speaking of our fans, the Bears fans are the Bears fans, and they're very excitable. They're very opinionated. Obviously, if you're on social media, everybody's got theories. They've got all sorts of conjecture. How have you been able to defend yourself against all that kind of rhetoric that's been going on after the win on Sunday?
See, all right, so this is a good example, because I have no clue what you're talking about. So
good, good, yes, good.
That's great. I don't know what I'd be defending myself from, but...
No, you're not, no, believe me, no. You're not defending yourself.
Yeah, I have no clue. I just like to show up and play football, hang out with the guys, hang out with my friends, hang out with my family, and, you know, watch film, and that's about it.
And it looked like, you know, after the game, we saw a little glimpse of what was going on in the locker room. Matt Eberflus presented you with the game ball. One of the things that struck me was how happy Justin Fields looked. And it just looked like, you know, like, and that, I mean, obviously you're taking his position, but he seemed like genuinely happy for you. What was that relationship with him like last week?
Yeah, I've said it a couple times, but it was amazing. He was, you know, instrumental in how helpful he was with just, you know, sending me notes that he had taken throughout, you know, talking to me about certain looks and certain plays. And I thought him, Nate, the whole QB room, really, you know, when I talk about people that rallied behind me, they really had my back and were really helpful for me this week. And I'm sure will continue to be this week.
What is it going to be like this week? Because once again, as I mentioned, Justin Fields doubtful for this game. Matt Eberflus announced that on Monday. Now is it going to be a little bit different? Because, you know, you went into last week's game, you didn't have much of a sample size to work off of. The Raiders didn't have much tape to see of you. Now, obviously, the Chargers, they saw, you know, they're watching the film right now. They're breaking it down. What is the next step for you this week against the LA Chargers?
Just try to replicate. Just try to be focused, you know, be you know, be paying attention throughout the week, you know, studying what we have in, watching film on them, and really just keeping it consistent as I have my whole life. Just, you know, not drawing back from anything that I've been doing that's gotten me to this point. So I'm looking to just do the same thing, have the same week and every week that I've ever been a starter in any game.
What do we got drawn up for our guy Tyler here? T. Scott, we're waiting for his first touchdown. Is it, are you going to be able to, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but do you mind throwing him one this week? And by the way, can I get the ball too? I don't know if you're going to have family there, but can I get the ball? No, I'm just saying you don't have.
Nah, if I can find nobody, I'd enjoy throwing a touchdown two more than my buddy T. Scott.
Yeah, Adam, if I can find you, if I see you, I'll toss it to you.
So now you're ensuring that I'm going to get a nosebleed seat, so you can be like, sorry, yep. I couldn't throw it to you. In the 500 level. What is it? Like, you guys came in together, obviously. And I know last week Tyler was telling some stories about you guys sitting on the plane together. What has it been like? I mean, over the last, you know, week and a half, you know, you guys come in as rookies. Now you're front and center. Tyler, you have a huge role with the team ever since Chase Claypool was dealt to the Miami Dolphins. Tyson, of course, you're the starting quarterback. Have you just thought back for a second, like, gosh, our lives have changed so significantly in the last 3 months. What's that been like? Tyler, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I mean, just coming in, just, you know, you look back kind of your process and, you know, I think, you know, when you want to grow as a person and as a player, you know, you do those things. You kind of look back, okay, how can I, you know, improve? How's my journey went so far? Am I improving each day? Because if you're not improving, then, you know, you're getting worse. And so I'm just looking at those things, you know, from when I first walked through the door there at, you know, rookie minicamp. Like I said, Tyson was there as well. And then going through rookie minicamp to OTAs and then to training camp and then now into the season. You know, you're just looking at, you know, how have I continued to grow? How can I grow? And then obviously, like I said, with Chase leaving and EQ going down, you know, my reps have, you know, risen quite a bit. And, you know, I feel like I've continued to play better, which is a positive for me, just whether it's, you know, catching the ball, blocking, just doing the little things that help win games. And so those are the things I want to continue to continue to work on, continue to be a hand in, you know, winning efforts. And Coach Foose talked about this a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned, you know, he said he would ask each coach, like, did this player play championship winning football? And I want to be that guy that each week, if you ask, if he asks his, Coach Tyke, you know, did Tyler Scott play championship winning football? His answer each week should be yes.
Tyson, how about you? How has it been over, like, the journey so far?
Yeah, it's been wild. I mean, especially with, like, a, you know, me and Tyler coming in at the same time, rookie minicamp, the amount of changes that have happened since, you know, rookie minicamp. And, you know, to see those common faces that of the guys that you walked in day one with is it's pretty cool. And I think that, you know, me, I'm sure, as well as all the other guys that have been here since rookie minicamp that have made it all the way to this, we see each other and we kind of think those same things throughout the week. So it's definitely been a journey, but, you know, all the hard work, kind of like Tyler was mentioning, has completely been worth it.
And I always love it because then whenever, you know, one of the young quarterbacks comes in, he always, you know, you look for the guys that you've practiced with, the guys you might be buddies with. But we can't ignore our guy, DJ Moore. Tyson, what's it been like having DJ Moore out there? Because I've always felt like he was one of the top wide receivers, even before he became a Chicago Bear. I've always loved him fantasy-wise, everything that he did in Carolina. What is it? What is your relationship like with him? I know you probably hadn't worked with him too much, but over the last 10 days or so, you've really had to get to know him. What's it been like working with DJ Moore?
It's been great. You know, he's amazing. You know, he's always open. He's always getting separating him. And he was another guy that had my back, you know, this week in person, in the media, you know, all of the above. He was instrumental for me this week and came up with some big plays and, you know, helpful plays this past week in our wing.
When he gets tackled on the 4 yard line, does he get mad that you then give the ball to Deontay Foreman? I know it's not your call, but it's like, hey, you know, like, I thought it was a touchdown. I thought, like, listen, you owed him one from Washington anyways. Why can't they go back to him?
Yeah, no, nah, exactly. Nah, I'm sure, you know, he's a team guy, so I'm sure he was just as excited, but yeah, I thought it was a touchdown too, but, you know, all that. You know, D2, they don't have replay. So, hey, at my level last year, that's a tutty.
Right? Isn't football's more enjoyable that way? Like, this is that you get caught up in the emotion and the crowd cheers, the kids run out with the flags. Like, that's football. And by the way, I don't know if I can bring this up. I feel safer bringing this up with Tyson here. But Tyler, I think DJ said that he had some things to talk to you about.
Oh my God.
Did he? Listen, I got to ask the tough questions. What was that? You caught a ball with the stomach? What did is he giving you notes after each performance? What's going on?
Yeah, no, we came over to the sideline and he was just laughing at me just how high I jumped for a pass that was like was basically at eye level. And so he was just kind of laughing and I was just, you know, just giving me just rookie nerves, stuff like that. Just getting on me about it. I was just talking about that and nothing crazy. But.
All right. I don't want to say it might have been your quarterback's fault. He threw it. No, I'm teasing Tyson. I'm joking.
Well, here's the thing. I dropped a third down pass. It was a screen I dropped last week.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, I'm not dropping this one. I was like, it's third. I'm not dropping this one this week. So I did everything in my power to make sure I caught that one and kept the chance moving. But, you know, we ended up scoring too. So that's all good.
You moved the sticks and you also got an opportunity to run the football. What is like, yeah. I love seeing the plays drawn up for you. Was that was exhilarating for me. What was it like for you out there running? Were you just like, I just want to run?
Oh yeah. No, anytime you get the chance to get the ball in your hands, it's like, yeah, I get an opportunity and, you know, the fate of the program, you know, is in my hands. And so, you know, it's fun for sure. And then it kind of took me back to my running back days, being able to take a handoff and, you know, go around the corner, especially, I think that was another third down call as well. So yeah.
No, yeah, they're trusting you, and I love it, and I love the faith that they're putting in you. So, Tyson, as we're looking ahead to the Chargers, you get an opportunity. I'm sure you've already watched some of the film on them. What are some of the things that we need to do? And I should have warned you. I'm a big wee guy. I know that I'm not playing. I'm with two players now, so it seems even more ridiculous that I'm coming off like we're doing this, and you both are be sitting like, who is this guy? Listen, I buy the merch. I pay for the merch in the team store just like DJ Moore. Should I not have told that story? But in any event, what's the read on the Chargers so far? What do we got to do to be successful against this ball club?
Yeah, I mean, I think it stays pretty much the same every week. We got to be good in all three phases. We got to take care of the ball. We got to take the ball. We got to be sharp. They got Justin Herbert, who is an amazing quarterback in this league, and is liable to have a big day any day. So we got to be locked in as an offense, be able to move the ball both, you know, on the ground and through the air, be good on third down like we were, and, you know, have our guys pull through when their number's called, you know, kind of like we did last week. So go in there, lean on each other, get the play thing communicated throughout the week, and, you know, go out there and put our best foot forward. I think we got a chance against anybody.
Do you feel like there, when you do that, do you get a bigger playbook, so to speak? Now, last week, you know, we saw, you know, we watched the game and we see what happens. Does more get added each week for you as you continue on this journey as being a starting quarterback? Do they add more plays for you? Do they kind of expand things up?
I mean, yeah, they kind of expanded, you know, since week one. You know, it's just gotten, you know, every week the play sheet looks different. So, that's why, you know, you got to be locked in, not just physically, but you got to show up on Sundays mentally too, just because there's always new wrinkles going in, which has been consistent every week.
And I'm sure some of that's going to Tyler, of course, right? That goes without saying. I don't want to give away too much.
Obviously.
All right. I want to go back real quick to the social media thing though. I forgot. I meant to bring this up. I know Tyler's on social media a little bit more. We saw Tyson singing karaoke. I don't know if you're aware, but your karaoke clip has somehow made the rounds. Were you aware of this, Tyson?
Yeah, one of the reporters showed me in the locker room.
Oh no! How do you feel about that? Again, this is one of the problems of being in Chicago. People find this stuff. Are you chagrined? Are you embarrassed? Are you just kind of like, hey, listen, that's me. I'm out there rocking it.
I mean, yeah, that's me. But like, that's just bad publicity. That's bad publicity. I just it's 50 videos I would have appreciated that went out before that one. You know what I mean? That's probably 51st on my list. That just wouldn't have been my first one to go out.
Well, listen, as somebody who puts
and,
out
and plenty, you know what? I only go to the, I only went to that place with my buddies. So one of my buddies leaked the video.
Who was it? So yes.
Only time will tell who that was. Only time. I got to figure that one out.
Could one of those buddies be on this broadcast right now?
Nah. That, see, that clip was from a year ago.
Oh my gosh, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's one of my college buddies ratted me out, leaked the video.
Oh, okay. Well, this is what we need the internet to do right now. We can reverse engineer this. We can find out who that person is. They deserve to be shamed. How dare they? That's a private moment of people. Listen, I have plenty of videos of me out there singing Aha's Take on Me, Suspicious Minds, Ever Fallen in Love. Like there's plenty of, I'm with you. I don't care for this. Like I will go on television, do my thing. That's fair game. But when you're doing karaoke, this is like a PSA. When you're doing karaoke with your friends, put the phone down. Let's just go out there and enjoy.
You're in a vulnerable state right there.
Yeah, you're just out there having fun.
You're putting yourself out there, like, you know, for the entertainment of the people you're with. It's a vulnerable time. No time for cell phones in that setting.
Yeah, it's like the circle of trust. It's from Meet the Fockers or Beat the Parents or whatever it is. Robert De Niro talks about the circle of trust. Whoever that person is out of the circle of trust. And let that be a lesson to anybody out there, whoever thinks about any of that they said. Like, listen, Tyler and I talk about some things after the show. I would never share that. Those are private moments with us. But Tyler, since it's out there, did you see the video, Tyler, of him doing karaoke?
Yeah. That same reporter he's talking. Yeah, that same reporter he's talking about came over to my locker like right after and showed me. It was like, so what are your thoughts on this?
Oh my god! Who was the reporter, by the way? Who was the reporter?
I can't tell you. I honestly don't remember.
Was it Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic? No, it's not. I'm sure. I'm joking. I don't know who it is. I don't know. We're just playing around. You know what, though? I will be honest with you, and whether you believe me or not, Tyson, when I saw that video, I immediately felt better. I was like, okay, yeah, this guy is good. This, you feel like a Chicago Bears quarterback when we see stuff like that. We love having human beings. And by the way, I'm not going to lie to you. When you accepted the game ball, you were out there, no shirt on, like you were Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's no shame. You're just walking like that's commanding the locker room. That's what Chicago loves. That's the kind of leadership that we need. So I wouldn't shy away from that at all.
Hey, I appreciate that. It takes something a little bit different to get up in front of your beat. So I'm glad you see that.
No. We all got your back. We all believe in all that stuff, or we believe in you, I should say. So this is gonna be a fun week. I tell Tyler every show. And this is a repeatable thing for me. It's like, I always feel very good that we're going to win. And I really feel very good over the last couple of weeks. You've seen the offense grow. You've seen the offense play really well, putting up a lot of points. I look at that Minnesota game from a couple of weeks ago, and I see what Minnesota did to San Francisco last night. And I'm like, okay, Minnesota's defense, Brian Flores, is getting better. I think that our defense is starting to play pretty well. And I don't think, and I was sitting, listen, I was sitting on the fantasy show today, and one of our analysts is all like, well, I'm going to take the Chargers because of Matt. I'm like, matchup? Like, what? We shut down the Vikings 2 weeks ago. They ran all over the 49ers. What about our defense, Tyson? It feels like our defense is getting better.
Yeah, I mean, they were a big reason why we were able to be so successful, you know, on offense. You know, we're sustaining long drives, giving them, you know, time to breathe and get their wits about them. They go out there. I mean, they, you know, when you can hold an NFL team like that to, you know, 6 points really in the game until that little touchdown at the end of the game, anytime you have a defense that can do that, you always put the team in a chance with a chance to win. And I think they've been playing like that the last 4 weeks.
No, they've been playing excellent football. Jalen Johnson is really stepping his game up. It sounds like they're working on a long-term contract extension for him. So I hope that they, I mean, you see him in practice. How good has Jalen Johnson been over the last couple of weeks, especially?
Yeah, I mean, he's different. He knows when to sit on routes. He plays the sticks. He's a true vet of the game. So, you know, we see that in practice today, and he did that on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. It's been a great improvement, and it's great to see all this stuff come together. You know, I look at a team right now that seems to feel like they're on the upswing. Things are now starting to, the momentum is starting to move, and you can start to see the progression. You know, everything that Ryan Poles is kind of envisioned, stopping the run defensively, the pass defense has gotten better, and of course, offensively. What about the offense? I got to ask you real quick. I know you got to go to a meeting, and I'll let you go, but I want to know, Darnell Wright looks like an absolute beast out there. Tevin Jenkins just looks like a road grader. I felt the offensive line had a great game against the Raiders. How about the guys up front for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that make the whole show go around. You know, without them, you know, me, Tyler, nobody has the game that they, you know, we don't have the success that we did on Sunday without, you know, the way the big boys up front play. I think that's a testament to the coaching, a testament to the type of people they are. And also just like, you know, when we get a group of five guys really in sync together, you know, what we're really capable of being as an offense.
And seeing Lucas Patrick out there having some fun was a great joy. It was a great all the way around. It was wonderful. So Tyson, first of all, I want to thank you so much for stopping by for our guy, Tyler Scott. It really means the world to me, and it means the world to us that you would do that. The fans appreciate it. So it was really cool to get an opportunity to know you. We're rooting for you. We've got your back. Don't change. Go out there, sing your song. Tell your friends not to record her back, but you go out there and you sing their song. You be proud. I'll see you out in Los Angeles. I know you got a meeting to go to. I'm going to let you go. Tyler, you stay here, but we'll let you go. Tyson, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, you're the man. I appreciate you guys. T. Scott, appreciate you.
Yep. I'll see you.
All right. See you guys.
We'll see you later, Tyson. Thank you so much. So there he goes. The great Tyson Bagent. Dude, Tyler, I got to be honest. I didn't think he'd come through. You continue to survive. Cool. I knew you would come through. It's great. I didn't want you to have to embarrass him, but I thought he was playing great. I mean, like, listen, I know you're on social media a little bit much, or a little bit, but like, I don't know. I really felt great about his performance. How did you feel? How do the teammates talk about him when he's out there, or when you guys are like back and you're like, God, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, I think the number one thing is just, you know, his confidence. That's the thing that I think that jumps off, you know, off the screen, and just out in the locker room is just how confident he walks around. And, you know, he just, like I said, always prepares his preparation. He takes each week as if he's going to be the starting quarterback. So I know going into this past week was, you know, nothing new for him. Really, like he said, he takes each week, you know, the same. And so, like I said, I think the biggest thing that jumps off the screen is his confidence. And hopefully, you know, that can just continue to keep growing. And, you know, as much as he's in there, we can keep getting W's.
You know, and obviously social media, and I predicted this because I knew I knew you guys were going to win. I knew we were going to win. And I knew it was going to be a mess with some people, like, you should be like, obviously Justin Fields is the quarterback moving forward. How do you guys feel about, like, do you laugh about that stuff that's in the social media, or people putting these hypotheses out there or anything like that? Or do you even pay attention to it at all?
Yeah, it's nothing that we pay attention to. It's just one of those things where it's just like, all right, whatever. People are going to have an opinion. And then that's also people's jobs too. It's their job to have an opinion. And, you know, when things like this come up, that's what makes media go around. That's what makes the world go around. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to prepare for our next opponent and whoever's back there at center. You know, we have the utmost confidence in them. And like I said, we just want to win. So, yeah.
And it's a nice luxury to have a backup quarterback that you feel confident in when he's called upon, that he can go out there and do the job. And not a lot of teams have that luxury. The Bears certainly seem to be that way. And obviously it's been proven right now that he's been able to do it. But when Justin Fields, like, he's unequivocally the number one guy, right?
No, definitely moving forward. You know, he's, I mean, that's what Coach Flus mentioned. You know, he's the guy moving forward. And so, yeah, I mean, until he gets back, like I said, we're rolling with Tyson. And then when Justin's ready to go, we'll keep the train rolling.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see you guys out here in Los Angeles. I am going, though, right? Like, I'm good. We're okay.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
All right. And if you're, by the way, I know this is a flip for me. I will be at the game on Sunday. For those of you in Chicago, you might be looking for a place to watch this game. I'm going to let you know that the Game Room Chicago, located in the historic Chicago Athletic Association Hotel right across from Millennium Park, features billiards, shuffleboard, pop-a-shot, skee ball, all sorts of cool things. And they have a Michelin-starred chef, Mari Katsumura, and his snack foods, beer towers. There's a craft cocktail bar. There's a Bloody Mary bar. There's all sorts of cool stuff. If you're looking for an upscale place to watch the Bears go out there and beat the Chargers, Game Room Chicago at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel is the best place to be on Sunday night. If you can't be at SoFi Stadium like us. So we're gonna end up having to. I can't wait. I don't know if I'll get the opportunity, but I got to take you to In-N-Out Burger. If I get a chance to take you to In-N-Out Burger, I'm going to have to do it. I don't know if you've ever had one. Have you ever had an In-N-Out Burger?
I don't think so.
You would know. That's not the answer. Yeah. Is no. This is not a I think so. No, you either know or you don't know. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. I'm looking forward to catching you all in person. Excuse me. Everything like that. But how you feeling? But you're feeling good about this game. The confidence, like I talked about this before, 2 out of our last 3 games, we've won. Confidence building. Do we feel it? Is it palpable in the locker room?
Definitely. No, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Very confident each week, honestly, just coming in with the preparation. So, yeah, I think it just continues to grow. And, you know, when you feel that momentum, you feel that, like I said, the defense has been playing great. Offensively, we've been playing great. You know, that's momentum. And when you have the momentum, you just want to keep carrying it on each week. And that's the wave we want to ride. It's just that wave of momentum from each week. Like I said, getting a win at home in front of our fans is huge. Like, that's a huge momentum, you know, shift for us. And then just to continue to ride that wave going into the next game is huge.
Yeah, well, you know what? There'll be a lot of us out there on Sunday night watching you. I'm looking forward to that. So I want to thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for bringing on Tyson. It was great to get to know him a little bit. I feel great about that. So I want to thank you and thank everybody else who watched today. This is a great show. I had a lot of fun doing it. So thank you so much. Thanks to you, Tyler. And for the both of us, bear down. And Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Zick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.